Good evening. I'm driving from Glanmire in Cork. I'm sucking a sweet which has just gone down the wrong way. I'm sucking a sweet which I've chewed, bit, and there are all sorts of bits of it down my throat. But I'm going from Glanmire in Cork to my brother's house in Limerick, and it's late in the evening. It's 18:11. It's pitch dark. Lots of cars coming against me with lights. I've got the iPhone propped up on the window, hands-free, and I've got a bit of accompaniment on the journey. Absolutely right, English is not his first language, and also he died a long time ago. Name Richard Tauber, one of my favourite tenors of all time. And it's lovely, wonderful to have back my CD player in the car. But I just want to talk for a little while about Christmas, and especially about what I've been doing in the last couple of days, which is the whole matter of Christmas cards. I've just come away from somebody's house because they live just up the road from me, and I didn't want to waste money on putting a stamp on the card and letting it be delivered. So I called to the front door. I was brought into the house, which I was slightly reluctant to go in because I have an appointment in Limerick. But I did go in, and I was offered the only thing I would take really were sweets, boiled sweets, which were on the kitchen table, and didn't have anything whatsoever to drink. Was offered coffee, was offered tea. I guess I would have been offered a glass of wine if I was going nowhere. But I just sucked the sweets, took a few for the journey, and we swapped stories the whole of the time I spent in the house. My good friend's wife, himself, their daughter. Lovely warm kitchen table around which I could happily have sat for the next many, many hours. But I'm back on the road. It's 5.5 degrees centigrade at 18:14, and I have to go along quite twisty, narrow roads which will have very little traffic, but there's a good chance that there'll be a tractor on the road in front of me, and my speed will be down to about, let us say, 40 miles per hour. I'm kind of prepared for that, and I'm not really going to get to Limerick until about 7:30. So Christmas cards. I delivered a card today. I posted my Christmas cards, that the ones I've written, and they almost all went to Canada and the United States, because I was over there in Chicago in June, and I met people that I had, many people who I'd previously met on the internet via predominantly Twitter and Skype too. But I really wanted to send some of those people cards. So I've had my mind, half my mind has been on cards to people who I've never sent a card to before. And that's the interesting thing. I didn't want to send a card which just simply signed my name and said, "Hope you're very well, have a great Christmas, signed Paul." I don't see anything wrong with doing that, but that isn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to say something which would be I wanted to say more, because I felt more. I felt more than just wishing someone a very happy Christmas and putting my name on it would indicate. I felt as if I wanted to elaborate on what would lay behind. If somebody wishes another person a very happy and Christmas and a prosperous New Year, there may very well be an awful lot of unsaid stuff there, wishes there. And especially when you see somebody face to face, those wishes often don't have to be made explicit. And who am I to judge whether when I get a card from somebody and it's as simple as they sign their name and the greeting inside the card carries the message, we'll say, who am I to say that they didn't put, you know, a large amount of energy into the composition of that card? I'm not really fit to judge anybody, I suppose. I know it's very biblical, but I do mean it. I'm not really... It's not for me to judge what other people do. But I haven't got immense enjoyment out of having to pick people who are particularly meaningful to me. And, you know, I've had to decide that there's a limit to the number of people to whom I can send cards. And I may very well do something that I've done in other years. I may very well as this, write an email and send it to, you know, 100 people. I may very well do that. I don't see anything wrong with doing that. And if I can think of a distinctive way of phrasing a message, I wouldn't dare try and design something, because it might be my best effort, but the world of design is very, very, very rich, and I don't think other people would see it as my strength anyway. Although now that I'm talking about it, and my mind is starting to wake up to it, I have a very good friend. His name is Roger Overall, and he's a very fine cartoonist, and I just wonder if I could ask him, if I could commission him to draw me a cartoon around a certain theme, which I could then use as a Christmas card. Now, wouldn't that be a nice idea? It would give Roger a real kick. And I'll tell you something, he doesn't take that long to do them. And I could, on top of that, then I could go into our sort of bartering arrangement, in which I do things for him and he does things for me, as all good friends do for each other. But a Roger Overall piece of work, commissioned by me, used by me, you know, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it. By Jove, he is. You know that? There's something about, I know what it is. It's the George Bernard Shaw Pygmalion. By Jove, she does it. And that has something to do with, you know, Eliza Doolittle. Okay, I'm now pulling up to the toll. Now, you pay a flat fee here if you're a motor car, and I'm going to pay €1.90 to this person. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm in a very... I'm in a mood for wishing... I almost put up the window. Wishing everybody well. I'm also thinking that perhaps I'll do a... In addition to a Christmas card, I don't mean a Christmas card. In addition to a Christmas text, email, perhaps I should, or maybe instead of it, perhaps I should record an audio mail and send that to people as a, perhaps that would be an even more, that would be even a better representation of me. So that's what I think I'll do. I think I'll record a piece of audio, but I will do something I seldom do. I'll script it, or I'll nearly script it, or I'll come up with 3 or 4 points that I intend to make in it. In fact, that's what I will do. I'm not very good at scripting something and then reading out what I've scripted. I never, I prefer the anxiety and the excitement of, you know, how shall I say this? How shall I put emphasis here and there, rather than having to just take it off the page? And so, yeah, it's been a completely positive experience to write, handwrite, you know, 90-word Christmas card to a good number of people. And I'm ever so pleased I got the cards that I did get to do it with. Although I'm now down to the situation where my daughter's Christmas card is what I'm using. All the girls in her class drew a picture for Christmas and they were printed, and the parents were given an opportunity to buy the card, and any proceeds would go to in some way to the school funds. And the nice thing about it is that you get your own daughter's artwork, and my daughter gets to see her artwork. I don't really think my own daughter was terribly pleased with her own work this year, but that's another story. And I, as I look out the window of the car, I can see, I'm not sure if it's an aeroplane or it's a star in the sky. I think it looks a bit like an aeroplane above me. And I'm also having the good experience that I've got the iPhone very firmly stuck in a holder, which is fixed to the windscreen. So all is well. And that's a little snippet of my diary, and which I'm sharing with you, my Christmas 2014 diary. And I think this might be the first piece of that diary that I'll share, so they'll come out maybe out of sequence, but it's just really to celebrate. I don't really mean to say this, but I'm going to say it, to celebrate leaving Cork and going to Limerick, because it does mean leaving my family behind for a few days, but it's going to be very good to get up there and see my mom and all my other brothers and sisters. And the road sign says Dublin, Mitchelstown and Fermoy, 223 kilometres to Dublin. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony saying thank you ever so much for listening, and wishing you a very, very satisfying Christmas. And to those of you who are going to find it quite a difficult time to get through, may you find peace and quietness and a place to get away from all the excitement and just find your own calm. Thanks a million for giving this a listen. All the very best for now. Bye.